Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 987, the topic is mindset, and the title is Win What Matters. I want to talk today about an experience that I'm kind of going through, and a lot of clients have gone through it in the past. It just kind of refreshed it for me, and I thought it'd be a good podcast. And what that experience is I've taken on a new challenge, which I'll expand on in a second. And this new challenge, I absolutely am horrible at. I'm getting my ass handed to me. But that's okay. Sometimes it's totally okay, and it's actually in your best interest to suck at something. Now, let me explain. So, I recently started doing CrossFit with Meredith, and Meredith is my wife. She's amazing, awesome, can't say enough good things about her person. And she used to do CrossFit instructor. She was a CrossFit instructor, really big into the CrossFit community, kind of got out of it for a little bit, and now we're working to get back into it so that way she can enjoy that passion again, and it's a type of working out that she enjoys. So I'm doing that with her because why the hell would I not want to spend time with my best friend? So we're doing that in the mornings. And what I've found is CrossFit is pretty much every movement I don't normally do, and it's structures I don't normally do. Now, my goal when I've been training since I've been 16 years old has been to get stronger and bigger, stronger and bigger. I started at 16 years old, very skinny fat. I was 165 pounds, 6 foot tall. But I had fat rolls on me. I had no muscle definition everywhere. You couldn't see a vein to save your life. It was literally rolls of fat you could grab. So at 6 foot tall, I was probably really, like if I was lean, maybe 135 pounds. So very, 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 very thin. Now, I have kicked my own ass over 20 years, and I now weigh 270 pounds with kind of like faps, so fat abs. Now, you can kind of sort of see the line of my abs, but they're not super chiseled. I'm not about to take my shirt off in an Instagram post anytime soon, but I don't look horrible at 270 pounds. I look pretty good. So I have, in a sense, doubled my body weight, lean body weight, since in the last 20 years. So that's been my goal. My goal is to lift heavy shit and look like I lift heavy shit. So when I've started doing CrossFit, for example, I had bad shoulder injury when I was younger in football. So I don't really ever do any overhead presses in my normal training, whereas CrossFit does literally everything overhead. You have snatches, you have clean and press, you have any just basic overhead presses, you have handstand pushups, a lot of stuff that's overhead. So I don't have great mobility. I sure as hell don't have good stabilization, and it's just generally not comfortable due to the injuries I've had. Now, is it going to be beneficial for me to venture into that tissue and see what I can create, see what I can heal up, see what strength I can get to? Hell yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm really happy about the new excitement in the training, the new sensations I'll feel. But it's recognizing that since it is new for me, even though I've been lifting for 20 years, even though I've coached CrossFit Games athletes, even though I've coached several CrossFit box owners, and it's something I normally am used to doing, like writing CrossFit workouts and working with people with CrossFit, it's not something I would typically have done on my own on a regular basis. So since it is new to me in that way, it's totally normal that I'm going to be awful at it. And I'm okay with that. So I'm going into the workouts. I'm enjoying the strength sections. I'm enjoying the best I can of the Metcons. I'm just getting my ass handed to me. I do as much as I can, but I'm not trying to hurt myself. So I still want to make sure that I don't aggravate my shoulder, aggravate a knee, hurt, like wear out my lower back doing a million reps of something, that I can't do my typical power building workouts. Now, I have modified my power building workouts, like the normal things I do for strength and size. I don't need as many sets since I'm doing a lot of like activity, a lot of caloric burn, a lot of volume with CrossFit. So I'm kind of more so doing like Blood and Guts, Dorian Yates, like Mike Mentzer style, where I'll do like a couple good quality warm-ups, then one big working set, and then move on to the next thing. So rather than doing multiple working sets, I really only kind of hit one big one and then move on. And that way I'm not wearing myself out doing a lot of extra activity that I'm already kind of recovering from extra activity of the CrossFit, and it means I don't have to try to eat even more to try to calorically gain all the expenditure. So I've had to change some things. But if I want to be great at power building, if I want to be great at kind of strength and size, I also can't be great at CrossFit. So let's have an example of this. Now, can somebody who does CrossFit be strong and have good muscle definition? You betcha. But are they going to be 270 with FABs? Probably not. So more along the lines of, you know, maybe 200, 210. That's going to be kind of like a bigger CrossFit person. But my deadlift run rep max is 700 pounds. We did a Metcon in our workout this morning that had deadlifts mixed in with planks and GHD crunches. And, like, for example, the first round was 135-pound deadlift for 40 reps. Now, I could typically just do 40 reps in a row, but it's a partner workout. So I would do 10 reps, and then the partner would do 10 reps. And while you're waiting for the partner to go, you have to do a plank. So you're doing deadlifts right into planks, right into deadlifts, right into planks. There's no rest, literally no rest, maybe a single second or two. Then we had to do 40 GHD crunches. And while you're doing the crunches, the other person's doing a plank. While they're doing the crunches, you're doing a plank. So you're always continuously the entire time doing deadlifts or GHD crunches or holding a plank. There's nonstop. So we did 135-pound, 40 deadlifts, and the planks and the GHD crunches. We did 225-pound deadlift for 20 reps, again with planks and GHD crunches. And then we were supposed to go to 315-pound deadlift for 10 reps. I didn't make it. So after the round of the 225-pound deadlifts and all the planks, all the GHD crunches, my abs kept cramping a couple times during the final couple crunches. I was overheated. Oh, man, it was too much. So I had to back off. I had to stop. So I quit. The other people finished out their workout, and they did a great job. Now, I've deadlifted 315 for 30 reps in a single set before. I've deadlifted 315 for 30 reps in a row. So doing 315 for 10 reps wasn't the problem. The problem was doing planks the whole damn time and the GHD crunches the whole damn time. At 270 pounds, it was just a lot of movement. And I generally don't do well with body temperature regulation. And that's just been something even since I was younger. I always liked to work out in as cold of weather as I could find. Anytime I would run, anytime I'd do high set stuff, I'd always get overheated and get sick. I've actually had like mild form of like heat stroke kind of things in the past. And it's just something I've never been great at regulating. So when I'm getting into CrossFit and it's in an open air environment, it's lots of repetitions, it's continual tension, continual action. It wore me the hell out and I couldn't keep going. Now, am I mad at myself that I couldn't do more? No, I'm actually genuinely not, because I gave it the best I could. I was actually sick for 45 minutes after the workout because I was so overheated. So I gave it a best effort. But do I want to change my training style to do more high rep circuits, like high rep activities, endurance based stuff, more circuit training, so I can become better at CrossFit? No. My goal isn't CrossFit. So if we think back to the title of today's podcast is Win What Matters. If I get better at CrossFit and I can finish that Metcon, will I have won? No. Because my goal isn't to be good at CrossFit. My goal is to have strength and size. I'm happy that I can deadlift 700 pounds. I'm happy that I'm 270 with FABs. That's pretty badass. If I were to chase after CrossFit-style endurance, I would not be able to maintain a 700-pound deadlift. I would not be able to maintain 270 pounds body weight. My top-end strength would go down as I chased more volume strength. And my body weight would go down as I chased more overall endurance and volume in my workouts. So to chase after being better at CrossFit would actually be counterproductive to my goals. It is better that I suck at CrossFit, so I don't suck at what I actually want to be good at. Again, win what matters. When you're given situations like this, it's very common for people, if they're in a new environment, new place, maybe they start CrossFit. And all of a sudden you start beating yourself up mentally because you can't do what everybody else does. But maybe that's not how you train. Maybe that's not your goal. Maybe you have no reason, logical reason, to be any damn good at what you're beating yourself up over. And you won't even want to be good at it because it'll actually take you away from what your true goal is. So know your goal and stay focused on your goal. It's okay if you suck at things that don't matter. Totally fine. If you want to be great at everything, you won't be. You'll be mediocre, maybe above average, at everything. But to be great at one thing, you have to let go of other things. I've found this to be true in many, many other areas of my life. This is relationships. If I want to have the best possible relationship with a select few people, I have to make sure that they always come first over everyone else. This means I have to say no to other people. I have to deny them my time and my attention to the same depth as the people I would like to focus more on. I have to let some relationships go to ensure that I have the best of the ones that I truly care about. This is the same in business. I found this to be true, is I know a lot of things when it comes to nutrition and exercise. I can help a lot of people. But I can also be so stretched thin that I can't help anyone. I would rather select the amount of people that I can go deep dive, do well with, and stay with them, give them my absolute best, than to be spread so thin trying to help everyone that I actually help no one. What do you want to be great at in life? What are your goals? Make sure that you stay focused and don't get sidetracked chasing after shit that doesn't matter. Win what matters. Stay focused on what matters. It's okay if you're awful at things that don't matter. Now, am I going to go to the CrossFit workouts? Am I trying my best? You bet I am. I was so damn sick, I was on the floor for 45 minutes trying to catch up, trying to feel better. So I sure as hell gave it my best. But am I going to invest extra effort and extra time to get any better? No. I'm going to invest the same time I'm using now, and hopefully over, you know, more weeks and more experiences, I'll get somewhat better, sure. But I'm not going to take away from my main goal to do that. So make sure that you don't get sidetracked from what your main goal is by trying to soothe your ego or trying to look good, trying to be good at something that doesn't matter. The other part of winning what matters is to know within your goal what matters most. So recently I've had some clients where they had some just life events, and we'll leave it at that, that kind of mentally floored them, mentally took them away from their best emotional and mental state. What this meant was the effort, the emotional and mental effort they could give to their nutrition and training kind of went away. There were some things that came up that were a little more important in life than how much weight's on a bar. And they're struggling through those hardships. They're struggling to kind of hold on to what matters most, hold on to some resemblance of physical progression so that way they don't lose their goals. One of the people I have, they make money based on their physical performance, so their career depends on them doing what well. So what we figured out was, and it's a little bit different per person, but if we look at what matters most to everyone, so how we're executing it is different per person. But what matters most is true of everyone, is nutrition. So these people are not the people that'll miss training. They're like, I'm blessed to have the people I work with where, yeah, they might miss training here or there, you know, if they're getting ready for a special event in life or, you know, craziness happens. So maybe one out of every 20 workouts they might miss, and probably even less than that. So these aren't people who miss, you know, half their workouts or a third of the workouts and then blame everything under the sun. They're doing a great job. They always get their workouts in, but food is kind of non-existent when stress comes. They just forget to eat. They don't eat. They don't want to eat. There's no interest in eating. So we said, okay, we need to get something, some kind of attention paid to our goal. Now, our normal diet is beyond their emotional and mental capacity at the moment. So if we look at our normal diet, what would matter most? Are we going to worry about, you know, the quality of the food they're eating? Are we worrying about whether they're having, you know, a sweet potato versus just some microwavable something at night just to get in the calories? No, we're not going to care too much about the quality of the food. We're going to care about the quantity. Calories is what matters most when it comes to a diet. We've talked about this a bunch, but if you ever want to go back to kind of the original podcast in which we kind of broke down what matters most in a diet, it's podcast number 41. If you have trouble finding podcast 41, just Google Brutal Iron Gym podcast 41. It's titled Diet Right, What Matters Most. If you can't find it, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send you the direct link myself. But that podcast, we break down what's most important. And what is most important is calories. So the first thing we do, once they can kind of grab a hold of life, is we say, hey, here are some calorie minimums and some hydration minimums. I want you to try to get in, say, a minimum of 100 ounces of fluid a day, and maybe a minimum of 2,000 calories. You know, it depends on what their goals are and who the person is. But we just kind of set a minimum. I don't really care what the food is. I don't care when you eat it. Don't care about any of it. Just hit the calorie goal. That's it. Hit the hydration goal. That's it. Now, that's going to be some degree of challenge when we're coming out of like a hardship in life, when we're struggling. That can be, for some people, the best they can do. And that's okay, because that's actually that's pretty much the most impactful stuff. So if you can get your calories consistent and you can get your hydration consistent, for most people, that's actually going to progress them, because their calories are really inconsistent and their hydration's inconsistent and usually insufficient, like not enough. So getting calories and hydration, just minimums. Then once they kind of got a week or two of that, they felt like that was kind of a little more in their wheelhouse, we started having caloric cycling. So maybe training days, we have a little more calories. Non-training days, we have a little less. And that's good. It gives them something in that kind of next step of something to pay attention to. Once they can do that for a week or two, we then move on to protein. So we have our calorie cycling goals. Then we have a protein minimum. Make sure they're getting in the minimum of protein they need to recover from their training, to build muscle, to build strength, to adapt, you know, do their adaptations to the training. And then all of a sudden we start worrying about number of meals. So are you getting all your meals like at night, or are you just kind of, how's the food been going? So we say, hey, why don't we get something in the beginning of the day, you know, first, you know, 4 or 6 hours, something in the middle of the day for that 6 hour window, and something at night. So we slowly start working back to the normal diet. But knowing what mattered most helped. Rather than beating ourselves up because we don't have the right foods, when we're not paying attention to our calories, when we're not even considering hydration, that would be beating ourselves up for what doesn't matter most. That would not be winning what matters. That would be focusing on what doesn't matter. So knowing within your goal what matters most is extremely helpful, extremely important. So that way, when life comes at you, and sometimes you don't have the normal capacity to give, you would know what to give what you have to get the most from what you have. So when we talk about win what matters, that's staying focused on your goal. It's okay to be horrible at other things. It's okay to not even give any attention to other things. Now, if your goal is to earn like a pro card in bodybuilding, you don't want to treat your family and people you love like shit. You know, so I'm not saying, you know, cast aside everything else in life. What I'm saying is within the realm of what you're working on, you know, if you want to have great relationships with your spouse, then putting your spouse before a coworker is a damn good idea, okay? So that's what we mean, is like stay focused on your goal. If your goal is your spouse, then don't, you know, go do extra stuff after work for a coworker when your spouse is expecting you and wanting you to be home. How about finances? You're trying to save for a future that you want. But all of a sudden, this one shiny new thing comes up, and you're like, well, you know, maybe I can afford that and still be able to save da-da-da-da-da. No, stay focused on your damn goal. it's okay if you're driving an old beat-up car if in 5 years you can buy a brand new house. It's okay to not win at everything so you can win at what matters. And then knowing within that goal, within what matters most. So you can stay focused with the effort you're giving to get the most from it. So, the summary lessons are, it's okay to not have everything. It's okay to not be good at everything. Know your goal and stay focused. It's okay to suck at what you don't do, at what's not your goal, what not your focus. Just make sure you don't suck at what you actually do. Okay? Make sure you're not doing a horrible job at what you're actually intending to be good at. So, I encourage you to give yourself some leeway. It's okay if you don't do what everybody else does. It's okay if you're not as good as everyone else. But stay focused on your goal. Make sure you're doing well at what you want to do. Okay? Now, if you have any questions, if you're beating yourself up and you're trying to work through this mentally, just reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I can help you kind of break down, depending on your goal and your lifestyle, you know, what matters most, and if you need to hyper-focus on something, where you should hyper-focus on, so that way you don't fall behind. So if you're struggling at all, just tell us what your goals are, tell us what your story is, and we'll help you out. So I hope today's podcast was helpful. If it was, please click like. If it was helpful, please share it. The more you share the podcast, it sincerely makes a huge difference. It helps us help more people. Every single person you share the podcast with, you're making a positive impact into their life. You're doing a great thing. So thank you to those who share the podcast. And if you do decide to share the podcast, thanks to you. Also, if you have any information, like if you want more information that you find from our podcast, we always post on social media, Instagram all the time. Find us under the name Brutal Iron Gym. I usually try to link that to Facebook and Twitter whenever the, you know, platforms allow me to. And then on YouTube, we do have videos as well. So you can check us out on pretty much all social platforms under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if you want to reach out, let us know what your story is. Let us know what your struggles are. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.